This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for May 5th. I'm Paul Plack. Today marks the 50th anniversary of Alan Shepard's launch atop a Redstone rocket in Freedom 7, a Mercury capsule, which became the first human spaceflight made by a U.S. astronaut. The Experimental Aircraft Association says tens of thousands of future aviators may get their introductory flights during the second annual International Learn to Fly Day, Saturday, May 21st. Cessna says it has positioned its newest mobile service unit at Preferred Jet Center LLC near Atlanta at Cobb County Airport McCollum Field. Aspen Avionics President and CEO John Uzakai and co-founder and vice president Peter Lyons were recognized by New Mexico Business Weekly's annual Who's Who in Technology Award last Thursday. WSI, Weather Service International, has introduced a new online version of its pilot brief service. AAI Test and Training has been awarded a $9.7 million contract to deliver a radio frequency simulator for the U.S. Air Force's Electronic Warfare Avionics Integration and Support Facility. Lufthansa Technik AG is using simulation software from ANSYS to simulate wear and tear on aircraft components, particularly jet engines. The FAA reports a successful four-hour safety stand-down April 30th in conjunction with a Bonanza fly-in at South Carolina's Greenville Downtown Airport. Another is planned at the same airport for June 2nd. Boeing reports its unmanned fighter-sized Phantom Ray UAV successfully completed its first flight April 27th at Edwards Air Force Base in California. And NASA is bringing an actual moon rock from the Apollo 17 mission to two locations in Georgia, and visitors can actually touch them. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, Doug Stewart of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators defines the problems which are being addressed at the General Aviation Pilot Training Reform Symposium, which wraps up today in Atlanta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.